sounds good.
Obviously, tonight's game, that's a big win and a good feeling for you guys right now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's hard to explain. You know, you don't ever want it to go to that game seven because then it's two desperate teams playing. We knew that they were going to be desperate, and they played a hell of a game. And luckily, we were able to come out on top and in the series and head back home tonight.
This whole series has been really tightly played. It seemed like it was a battle.
Yeah, definitely. I think going into the series, I think if you told people that every goal, I mean, except for tonight, would be a one-goal game and 2-1 or 3-2, I think people kind of would have laughed because I think both our teams have the ability to, you know, score goals. They've got a lot of offense. We do too. So I think both teams did a really good job of closing off their in the D zone and, you know, playing good solid D. And it was a tight series through and through. I mean, two overtime games. This could have easily gone the other way. So we're obviously happy that we came out on top. And now we just got to move to the next round.
Absolutely. What's the feeling like in the room? You know, not only do you make the playoffs for the first time.
Yeah, you know, obviously I think that it just solidifies your season a little bit, but we know that the work's not done. There's still, you know, next round and then the round after that and then a round after that. So, you know, this is just the first part of it. So we're excited to see what comes next.
Are you happy how your group rebounded tonight and really kind of pushed through that first and second period?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, something that we did all series. I think that we were down in four of the six games. They got the first goal, and I think we did a good job of staying with it and, you know, knowing that you just got to stick to the process. And we did that again tonight, and luckily it paid off.
When you think back in the future, if you can think back to this series, is there anything that really stand out in terms of how you guys won?
I think the second game. I think, you know, we're down 1-0. We're down 1-0 in the game, in the series, with 3 minutes to go, and we score a goal, and then we win the game in overtime. You know, I think that kind of was a turning point. You know, we go home down 2-0. It's a totally different series. So, again, I think, you know, that game, we stayed with it. We didn't, you know, panic. We weren't nervous when it was getting down to the last 5 minutes, down by a goal, looking at a possible 2-0 series. So I think that was probably the turning point to where we knew, okay, just stick with the process, and things will end up well.
Zach said a little bit about after the first period tonight, guys weren't really happy with your first period. Did you stand up and say anything, or did a number of guys just
Fuchs did. You know, sometimes you get sick of hearing the same guy talk, so I was glad when I saw him step up and kind of, you know, chew guys out a little bit and, you know, tell everyone that we needed to wake up, because it was true. And, you know, that first period, he was the only guy going. Tonight he kept us in, he gave us the chance to win, and luckily we ended up helping him out in the third period. But I think the first two periods he made the saves he needed to save to keep us in the game. So
it's quite a 48 hours for you, double overtime Saturday night, a little bit of a transportation circus yesterday with late night getting in, no skate
yep.
This morning. Speaks to the resiliency of your group.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, luckily for us, our travel's not the best all year long. You know, being the only team up in Canada, I think Elmira was our closest trip at 4 hours. So I think, you know, we get kind of used to it. And, as much as you can, you try to let it roll off your shoulder. And, you know, when the bus is broken down, there's nothing you can do to change it except just, you know, try to be ready for today. And we made the decision to not skate today with how late we got in. And, you know, that probably a testament to how hard they came out on us. And we were a little sluggish, but we try to not have excuses all year long. You know, it's part of the sport, and that's the level we're at, and, you know, all those things happen. So.
Thanks for